Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Marang.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. If you missed any of the first one, you can download that, The Fan Podcast. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast, 1051thefan.com. As I said, the Odyssey app, youtube.com/1051thefan. Go back and listen if you like. If you missed the boys in the morning, you can hit that. If you missed Isaac and Suk making fun of Swigard yesterday, you can go back and check that out. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up this hour, we'll get into kind of some conference conversations, then we'll slide into the NFL because I want to know if that big old afternoon game on the NFL on Sunday meant anything, if we're changing our tune or if we're totally happy. Plus, also at 11:45, we'll get to some new NFL trade stuff. Danny, you're looking at me like the Twitters are up.
The thing that I just mentioned in the break. It sounds like the Jets might trade Quinnen Williams, and just like that, the Jets have now also traded three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys.
Whoa! That defense still sucks.
Is Jake still in there, Jeff?
Jake is in there.
Oh,
he
no,
is not
Jake.
Happy.
I'm sorry, Jake.
He just dropped an F-bomb.
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, my goodness. Two cornerstones for the Jets in Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams traded away.
A live look at Jake right now.
But why? Someone tell me why, damn it. Have no conscience? Does he have no heart? Do you have no soul? What the hell is the meaning of this? Damn his soul.
You bastard.
He's going to rot in hell for what he did here tonight.
Smiles and glory holes.
Dude, Jets fans ready to check the buildings in New York right now. Check the buildings. People are worried. We'll have some conversations about that at Web Gems today, and the Eagles are still doing stuff, and we'll still see if there's any more people on the move. But on the heels of Hugh Freeze being fired, okay, the SEC has fired Billy Napier at Florida, Les Miles at LSU, and Hugh Freeze at Auburn. Now, if you add Alabama and Georgia, those are the natties in the SEC since I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
Of me really watching college football. I understand that natties are what we play for, but does the SEC not realize that there's only one?
No.
Do they think there are four national championships every year?
They are definitely not Highlander.
Like,
there can be
only one. Only one team wins this.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand.
But they all expect to.
And I get that. And you should have that. But I guess what is very, very confusing, and I'm already reading some thoughts from you guys that I'll get to them in a second. But like, don't you just want to be, Is living in the Dan Lanning world not good enough? Where like you are gonna you he is building a program that mm-hmm. will be in the playoff every year
mm-hmm.
and is gonna have a chance to win it every year. He's gonna get one. If he goes to the playoff every year for the next 10 years, he's gonna win a natty.
Or he's gonna dream Franklin.
I doubt that.
But like you said, there's only one.
There's only one.
And I'm not saying that to anti-Duck. I'm saying that to everyone. It's how many head coaches do we have in college football right now who have won national titles?
Three. Dabo, Kirby, Day. And Day. Carry the two. Until yeah. Edo comes to Oregon.
To Orgeron State. But no, it's there is, and we've talked about this a little bit before, somebody at LSU's right now, like, well, look at Indiana. Look at Sig. Look what he's done. You know, I mentioned
hasn't won a natty.
No, but I remember I talked to Bartu yesterday,
right.
Asking him about Dave Bartu, the guy who runs College Football Matrix. You know, has all of the data. It goes back to Methuselah, and all of the coaching data and coaching grades and player talent, all the things that kind of come along with that. And he said Sig is on one of the best coaching runs of his lifetime. And Bartu's not younger than us. Like, this is...
I didn't say that, Dave. I love you.
I love you, Dave. But
I think Bartu is younger than I.
There you go.
Yeah.
But
take that, old man.
You're welcome, Dave.
There you go. There you go. But, no, it's there's this element of, like, what is acceptable. And they're at the strongest universities, where I will give Oregon the most credit, and I think they might be the best at this in the country,
mm-hmm.
is that their alignment in their NIL, their general manager, their coach, the president, like everything outside of the football sphere that supports it, their foundation, their structure, it is all in alignment. It is all in alignment. Mm-hmm. Expectations mm-hmm. are understood.
Yep.
And nobody's rising above Uncle Phil and saying, well, I didn't, no. And Phil, what does he do? He sits back.
Yeah, he doesn't meddle.
That it, institutionally, if they're not number one, they're right there with whoever else you want to put there.
We make a lot of fun of it when we were talking about Mariners and DePoto's 54%.
Mm-hmm.
He's the way he said it was pretty tone deaf yes. and kind of stupid, but there's a little bit of reality to that. If you're in the playoffs every single year,
you got a chance,
and you have stability every single year. If at one week your quarterback is talked about winning a Heisman, you are going to win a Heisman someday, and you're going to win a national championship mm-hmm. someday. I might argue that's why Lincoln Riley's not really on a hot seat, because maybe USC needs to know that too, that don't give me the same expectations as Ohio State. Don't give me the same expectations as LSU. Let's build a program that continually competes, that continually is in the playoffs and has stability and structure. A coach that is well taken care of, that doesn't want to leave, and then boom, that's Oregon.
Because you,
boom, that's Georgia.
You can't Pete Carroll. You can't Urban Meyer. You can't Nick Saban anymore.
Exactly.
You can't do it anymore.
I want to read some texts here. I love this one. It feels like NIL gave boosters, donors more control in college football teams, and that becomes especially evident in coaches. The quote, I'm paying for wins, end quote, crowd won't accept an 8 wins, and money is needed. But if LSU were undefeated right now and played Georgia in the SEC title game, lost to Georgia in that game in a close game, and then drew Ohio State, and they lose?
Mm.
Brian Kelly get fired?
No.
But if he did that 3 years in a row, he would. Yep. And that's an unreal expectation.
Yes. If you were consistently in the college football playoff, you should not be fired unless you were doing something egregious.
I don't even know if they would fire Kalen DeBoer for that, who took the most impossible job of all time in college football.
People would rattle some sabers, and
totally
know, the president's going to go.
Boards would go on fire,
we can't even beat Texas, and you know, or we can't even beat Michigan. We can't. It's like you're there, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You're there. That's the whole point. You give yourself, and you're not limping in.
No,
you're giving yourself the opportunity. People got crazy mad at Kalen DeBoer last year taking over for Nick Saban and going 9-3. That's bonkers.
While we spent the entire offseason saying Saban left because he knew it was time to leave. That was one of his weakest teams in a decade, and he knew the writing on the wall.
Yes.
DeBoer walks in and you're like, this guy's trash. And it's like, wah. outside of losing to Florida State this year, I think he's got a pretty good shot at this. I love, Checkered says this on the YouTube, you know, hypothetically, how would Oregon stack up in SEC teams? Win-loss, I'm not sure. Mm. But what we talked about
the
when
foundational
you're moving
stuff.
When you're moving conferences, Oregon's adapting to the Big Ten.
Very well.
The Pac-12, Justin Herbert, Mariota, you know, Chip Kelly offenses, that doesn't necessarily work in Big Ten territory. The Iowas and Wisconsins of the world don't let you play football that.
And currently and so this year, the SEC is not the same SEC that it has been in years past.
I completely agree. But if Oregon walked, if Oregon were Chip Kelly, okay, and walked into the SEC of Les Miles and Nick Saban.
Not going well.
Different story.
That's not going to go well.
Yeah.
This incarnation of Oregon, if it walked into that time frame then, would adapt and would flip it, and it would be, we don't want the number one quarterback or the number one wide receiver or the best O-line in the conference. We want D-linemen. We want big uglies on that defense and the best DB you've ever seen in your life.
Well, you want,
you would adapt.
You want the best O-line, too.
Well, I know. But you follow.
Yes.
That conference was all defense, and I think these guys aren't looking in the mirror. They're not looking around and saying, hey, there's only one shot at this, and we need to build a program that is consistently this. And if you want, if this is your excuse to get rid of Brian Kelly because you don't like Brian Kelly, if this is your excuse to get rid of Billy Napier because it was a bad hire from the jump.
I hope you all had a shitty day.
Yeah, you too, Brian Kelly. And then admit that. But don't tell me, you know, we expect national championships and anything less is not good enough. It's like, dude, Georgia doesn't win every year.
Mm.
Georgia hasn't won in years.
Yeah.
What do you want?
And yet we're still talking about them when we talked about when they played Florida. Is there an element of fear of the Georgia train coming on down them tracks?
Hell yeah, there is.
And there is.
We all took Dabo to win a natty this year.
Why? Because of what he's done. Because
it's Dabo. And if Dabo gets fired, he can choose his job.
Yep. By the way,
Alabama could fire Kalen DeBoer just to hire Dabo Swinney.
By the way, it sounds like Dabo's trying to get out.
I think
it?
So too. It really does. It really does. Like, I think I would too.
There's some arrogance there. There's some ego there. But there's also like, are you that ungrateful?
I think so.
And I think he's right.
But that's part of this.
I think he's right, to be honest.
That's part of this. They took Clemson, who was an okay program.
Two national titles.
He went to three national titles.
But I mean,
titles.
He won two.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Dude, you know what I think it is? I got another conspiracy going.
Ooh,
I know we're way against this.
Go.
I think Dabo and Clemson mutually walk away from each other this year.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo doesn't take the buyout, and Dabo is the head coach at the University of Michigan next year.
Ooh.
How you like Dabo in the Big Ten, guys? You ready to go to the big house?
See, he just, Dabo to me feels like down south ACC, SEC guy.
Well, who's Michigan going to, dude, Sherrone Moore is not lasting.
No.
Okay, Sherrone Moore is not the guy.
Dead man walking.
Yeah, Sherrone Moore is
Franklin.
Nothing. Nope. That's a downgrade.
You don't think so?
I mean, not a downgrade from James Franklin, but Michigan's going to look at that as a downgrade. They don't want a Penn State failure. What are you going to go get Brian Kelly at Michigan? Barf.
Dabo just does not feel like
Dabo
upper
might be the best guy
Midwest
out there.
Cold weather football.
You're not going to like Mike Norvell. You're not getting Hugh Freeze.
You don't want to.
You think Michigan's going to go get an offensive coordinator?
No.
They back it up. Beep, beep. Oh, I still don't have my voice. Otherwise, I would have had a beep there.
Beep. Beep.
Thank you. They would have done that.
There you go. They could go get Iowa's defensive coordinator, but I don't think he wants to be head coach. So.
And I don't think that would sit well. Michigan wants more.
Yeah,
Michigan fan base gets Dabo Swinney, boom, done. But then again, what is that expectation?
Well, you're coming with a guy with heads too natty.
Ryan Day was going to get fired last year.
Which is still hilarious.
Ryan Day was going to get fired.
Yeah.
Lost to Oregon. Close game. On the road at Autzen for the first time
in today's world. But then lost to Michigan.
Not very good Michigan team.
And That was DEFCON 2. We didn't reach DEFCON 1, but we were DEFCON 2 for sure.
Handled business against Tennessee, which I think we all thought they would. Mm-hmm. If he loses to Oregon, he's fired last year.
There's a good chance.
Oh, yeah.
There's a good chance, which is kind of insane to think about.
And now he's like untouchable.
Yeah.
He's got at least another decade there.
I mean, that guy's out there with a nipple piercing. He's about as untouchable as it gets.
Boy, temper your expectations, fans. Truthfully. If my team goes to the playoff, if I'm an SEC, if I'm a Florida guy, and my team is in the playoffs 2 out of every 3 years, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
You should be, because you're giving yourself a chance.
And wins can't be bought.
No, I mean,
you can't. It's still coaching. I mean, you can in a
certain way. It can be bought if you spend the money the exact right way. But there's an element of luck. But there's also an element of you know, being grounded and knowing what you are and what you can be.
We've talked about the NFC West being a spin the chamber and click in to see who's going to be the best team. Mm-hmm. Which one of these conferences is more wild to you, the SEC or the ACC? Or sorry, the Big 12 or the ACC? Mm-hmm. We'll get to those next. 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Trying to predict where coaches are going to go is such a fascinating thing. I'm having this conversation with Tyler on the YouTube chat. What if Jed Fish takes the Florida job and UW goes and hires James Franklin? I think that fit is magical.
That's a great fit.
I would love to hate James Franklin at UW, and I think he'd be there Chris Peterson style. I think he'd be there for a while.
Yeah.
I would love to hate James Franklin.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great for you.
I would love to hate him.
Yeah, you'd have a million reasons to hate him on top of everything else.
And I think it's because I kind of like James Franklin. I just think Penn State ran its course.
I think he's a good coach.
I think he's a great coach.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, God, I would love to hate him. Got my sports pants real tight.
Look at that. See, look, I'm rubbing off on you, man. Yeah. Giving you a little bit of hatred.
Free consultation coming up at 12:15. So any questions, got a couple in. We can get to them today. Your life, sports, whatever it is. Where'd this go? Jordan put this on the text line. What if the SEC goes full WWE, tries to make some new championships so they can win more than one a year? I wouldn't put it past them. LSU, the Intercontinental Champion of 2025.
The simple things.
Florida and Auburn both fired their coaches and both, like, maybe they both beat, let's say they both beat Texas A&M. Are they the tag team champs?
There you go. I like it.
They hold the belt next year. They both beat Georgia.
That's the Hardy Brothers.
That's how we temper expectations.
Team Extreme.
You hand out trophies, but also title belts.
Oh, boy. Could you imagine the South participation trophies?
Mm.
That's what that sounds like. Mm. That's what that sounds like.
But you don't let them think that. You think, oh, yeah, no, this is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You, dude, you're the best 8-4 team in the conference,
man.
Here's a trophy.
Funny, this on the YouTube chat, Patrick just wants Franklin at UW because he knows that means UW will never win a title.
Sign me up.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
That was misfire.
Oops.
Well, hey, but not terribly timed.
Hey.
It happens.
Which chamber do you like spinning more, the Big 12 or the ACC right now? Because the ACC kind of came a little off the top rope.
Okay, so
they came a little out of nowhere and was like, "Would you like chaos?"
Look, we're going Big 12 styling here because we're going six shooter.
Okay.
We're going
six shooter.
And we're going to put one big bullet on each side of that cylinder. One for Georgia Tech and Haynes King.
Yeah.
One for BYU and Bear Bachmeier. And I'm hoping it lands on
intentions.
I'm hoping it lands on one of those two guys. Because with those two, you get some absolute magic.
Yeah, I think I think I'm into the ACC chaos more because I think I've figured out the Big 12.
Okay.
Texas Tech losing their quarterback is massive.
Indeed.
Okay. Cincinnati, thanks for playing. I watched you play Utah. I'm out. Utah, we love Utah on this program, but Utah's shown some deficiencies. BYU is the only team I've seen that actually feels like they have some sense of put together. Kenny Dill, we love him, but I don't quite see it.
No, Tech got their quarterback. Baron Morton?
Didn't the other kid go out?
No, Morton's there.
What the hell am I thinking of? I'm thinking of something that's been driving me nuts because I'm thinking about it the last few days.
No, Morton's there. Morton's good.
Okay, either way, I've seen this. I'm kind of out on the Big 12.
Okay.
The chaos was fun at the beginning of the year.
Arizona State lost their quarterback.
And I'm kind of out. Maybe I'm thinking of Leavitt.
You're thinking of Leavitt. Kansas State has been kind of, you know,
Kansas State and Iowa State, you can't sit with us anymore.
It's so funny. Like, this is, you know, Texas Tech has played over the last 3 weeks, Arizona State, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and they'll play BYU this weekend. But, like, those teams, with the exception of Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Arizona State, and you can mention Iowa State, were all teams that were like, hey, let's see how spicy they can get. In Utah, they had that bad loss to Tech, 34-10, but now Utah is kind of back in the thick of things, and you really have three teams in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Utah, you've got BYU, and you've got Tech. Those are your title contenders in that conference. In the ACC, there's like a potential for like a nine-way tie right now.
Yeah.
Like you could have a Duke-Virginia title game. Like, that's on the table.
We've been sitting here talking about how Virginia's not very good at all, and they're in the 12th team in the nation and in first place in the ACC.
It's absolutely, you know, let me pull this up. I need to pull the
They are wazoo
up.
Cougan it away from losing a game.
Okay. Believers. As of right now, Virginia's the only undefeated in conference play.
Correct.
Team in the ACC. They are 5-0. Georgia Tech 5-1, Pitt 5-1, Louisville 4-1, SMU 4-1, Duke 4-1.
Boy, that NC State loss sucks for Virginia right now.
Right? But then Miami's 2-2, and then you get a crap ton of teams at 2-3. But look at who plays who down the stretch. There's so much potential for teams to basically everyone in this conference to finish with two losses. You're just like,
that's why I take the ACC.
What is going on here?
Yeah, but with the crystal ball vomiting all over yourself and Carson Beck being a very mediocre quarterback now, the ACC, bud, you got to win it. You got to win it.
Yeah.
I think maybe the only outside chance of two teams going, in my opinion, from the ACC, is if Virginia runs the table and loses
to Tech in the title
game. Close game in the title game to either Tech or Miami.
Yeah, I think it has to be Tech at this point because Miami's 6-2.
Brand.
Yeah, but if Georgia Tech,
but if Miami wins out, I haven't looked at the schedule, so I'm not sure if Miami plays Virginia.
But Georgia Tech, they finish with BC, Pitt, Georgia.
Miami does?
No, Georgia Tech.
Oh, Georgia Tech. Yeah, that Georgia loss is going to be rough.
But they'll be two losses but it won't be a conference loss. So they'll be tied with Miami at worst in conference if they you know, if, I'm sorry, they'll be ahead of Miami in the conference. So they want to get a title game. Meanwhile, for Miami, they have Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, and Pitt. So Miami should run the table.
Virginia has Wake Forest, Duke, and Virginia Tech.
That's what I'm saying. There, the potential here for there to be a pile of one-loss teams
chaos
is just like, whoa, what's going on here?
Chaos. Let's not forget Louisville in the action.
Mm-hmm.
Cal, Clemson, SMU, Kentucky. And don't look now, but my Pitt Panthers.
No, Pitt's the one that keeps popping up. Pitt basically plays everybody down the stretch.
Yeah, Pitt's hoes. They got Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami.
That is a brutal stretch.
They're on a bye right now.
God, they play the number 10, number 16, and number, what, 18 teams in the country to finish it out. Two of them are at home. They have Notre Dame and Miami at home at Georgia Tech.
Florida, our schedule sucks. Pitt goes, what?
Yeah.
Your schedule sucks?
I mean, they play Louisville, Florida State, and then they'll finish with Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami. That's a pretty tough schedule. Now, Florida's schedule still sucks. It's the worst schedule in the country.
Look, I know who's good in the Big Ten, and I know who's good in the SEC, and I know who's good in the Pac-2 as well.
Go Beavers.
I don't know who's good in the ACC. I don't know, buddy.
It's a weird one.
It's a fun one. When we come back, let's slide into the NFL, okay? All right? None of these. Done with these amateurs, okay? Free consultation at 12:15. Getting your questions, 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. We'll slide into the NFL. The big game from the weekend, the Bills defeat the Kansas City Chiefs. Are we on the Bills wagon, or is this just another weird case of KC in 2025? We'll go there next, but first, the Kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Web Jam's coming up next. Everybody's favorite. We do it every single day at 11:45. We'll have free consultation at 12:15. As we always do on a Tuesday, so get those questions in. We'll help you out with anything in your personal life, in your sports world. I might bring up this not watching college football and just tuning in to the playoff consultation.
That's a good one.
That could be a fun one to have a conversation about. Would you be willing to not know anything just to be able to be blown away?
Just wake up in it.
Yeah. Wow, Notre Dame's back. Mm. They lost to Ohio State. This is old school national championship. Mm. We'll slide into the NFL, though, as the Kansas City Chiefs lose to the Buffalo Bills 28-21, and you can't count on much, but
you can always
count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm currently watching Paramount right now.
Hey, you wouldn't play that music right now if you were down 3-0.
No, that's true.
I don't care.
Liverpool hosting Real Madrid today at noon. I am very, very excited about that. The Buffalo Bills defeat the Kansas City Chiefs 28-21. And boy, there was a moment there. I was watching the game at the bar with the crew. Got my Bills buddy right next to me. And it got to 28-14. And I think I turned and I said, well, we got a rout on our hands, boys. And Mahomes said a little hold my beer.
Mm.
But boy, he had a really, really rough day. And I can't.
He was bad.
I think there's some obvious cause of concern for Buffalo this year. The Miami game was a little wonky, but it's Thursday night. You try to let that go. The Patriots smacked him in the face. They don't feel the
Josh, inevitable.
Josh feels great. Feels the reigning MVP.
Josh might have been the best player playing last week. Sam Darnold was incredible, and it kind of overshadowed because I think the Jaden Daniels injury and how much of that game was a blowout. Josh Allen was 23 of 26 for 273, a touchdown, and then ran the ball six times for two more touchdowns. He was unfreaking. Everything that Mahomes wasn't, Josh Allen was. He was unreal.
He's playing like MVP, but I think we've got some questions on the Buffalo Bills. So I don't know if I'm ready to say, okay, here we are. They're back. It's the big game against Kansas City. They always get up to play each other. But Mahomes is bad. 15 of 34. This is the first game in his entire career where he threw less than 50% completion rate. That's alarming to me. And Buffalo was giving him some big passes late in the game down the field.
Yeah.
They were letting him do that. And I thought almost
keeping everything in front of him.
I thought almost to a detriment because it looked like they were coming back. And it wasn't until he and that ball got picked. I thought he was going to come back and tie that ball
game. Because that's what he does.
But I don't know what it is, man. I don't know how to watch this team anymore. And I don't know if it's attrition that I'm just like tired. Or if it's that I'm just blind faith in them, they're not very good. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do with them. I don't know what they're supposed to do with themselves.
What's so funny is, you know, last week we were talking about, oh, Chiefs are back. They're good. Everything's good to go here. There's no problems, no issues. And then they play the Bills and you went, well, maybe not. Because, you know, the Chiefs did rattle off those three wins, but it was against the Lions, of which they beat the crap out of Lions, but then they beat the crap out of my Raiders, and then they beat the crap out of the Commanders. There's two games in there where you're like, wins are wins in the NFL. You don't, you know, look that gift horse in the mouth, but, you know, it's the Raiders and the Commanders. And then you play the Bills, and that game ends up being 28-21, but we all saw the game.
I watched the game. It was not that close. However, this Kansas City team feels very much like playing up or playing down. Maybe more playing up, but never staying up against bad teams. If the playoffs start today, they're not in it.
Which is say it again. Say it again.
If the playoffs were to start today, the Kansas City Chiefs would not be in the playoffs.
Mm. Love that.
They're on the road against the Broncos this weekend.
Mm.
Oh, they're on a bye. Next weekend. Then they host the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, 5-6 ain't going to get it done.
Nope.
Ain't going to get it done.
Hate to see it. Can the Broncos and the Chiefs both lose in the same game?
You'll get a Cowboy game off, and then you get the Texans.
But will you, though? They have Quinn and Williams now.
Stop it.
They can't cover anybody.
Then you get the Texans.
Mm.
Then you get the Chargers. It could be 1:30 p.m. on December 14th.
Very easily be a 500 team.
And they could have 1, 2, 3, 4 more losses. Mm-hmm. They would be 6-8.
Like I said, very easily could be a 500 team.
Boy, when that.
Well, I guess you can't be in a 17 game season.
Boy, when dynasties fall, dynasties fall.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't falling on your face. Like, this isn't, you know, the Raiders post Gruden ripping their soul out in the Super Bowl, but, you know, you hate to see it.
And I know they love, and I know they love him, and he's their guy, and he's a Hall of Famer for sure. But Travis Kelce is cooked. You asked me the other day about Klay Thompson because he's my boy. Ugh. Is Klay Thompson washed? The answer is yes. Is Travis Kelce washed, dude? The answer is yes.
He's capable of having some games, but sure. On the Klay Thompson thing, I was sitting with somebody who has worked with the Warriors, and I was looking at the Mavs score, and I looked at him like, "This sucks, man. Your guy's cooked." And we looked at the box score, and it was
yeah,
like,
"Yeah, dude, he's toast.
He's
two ACLs and an Achilles, man. Yeah. What do you expect?"
He went 2 for 9, and it's like
he's Hall of Famer. He's got four rings.
He should probably move to the bench, but he just won't because
he's Klay Thompson.
He's Klay Thompson, and I don't begrudge him that.
He's got four rings and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I mean he's fine, but there's certainly the washed king of, comes for all.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Now Kelce, he had an okay game. Against the Bills.
Dude, a lot of those catches are them giving them space.
But also, was it the week before against the Commanders he had a big game? And I think against the Raiders he had a pretty big game too. He's still got some juice. He's still certainly better than most.
And he competes.
Yeah.
You know, he never takes a day off.
But
his body is kind of saying,
yeah, this is probably it for you, dog.
Coming up next, Web Gems, we'll look at the NFL trade deadline. Lots of stuff happening. One more hour to go on that. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ouch, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll have a conversation about, you know, one of Danny's favorite statements is calling people cowards. We'll see. Will the College Football Playoff Selection Committee be
a
coward tonight?
Who is a cowardly lion?
Who is going to be a coward tonight? Plus, we'll have free consultations, so get your questions in, 503-864-6326, or on the YouTube chat. We'll get to those at 12:15 as well, and we'll finish up with closing arguments. Liverpool playing Real Madrid in the big nooner.
Quit trying to work this
stoked. In. Stoked, dude. Trent coming back to Anfield.
I don't care.
Too bad, dude. I do. And I have a microphone. Mm.
Fart hammer.
He can turn yours down.
That is true. It is
the... Holy catfish!
It is the NFL trade deadline. God, I need that drop. I love it so much. It is the NFL trade deadline, and boy, things are getting spicy. Danny, you and I were having this conversation in the break. And as the Jets are on a full-on fire sale,
they're committed to the bit. I was just telling young Jake out here, who's a huge Jets fan, that there was another report that Breece Hall might be available now too, and he's like, I'm okay with that. We have running backs. We're good." But the Jets, they've acquired 3 first-round picks so far, 2 seconds with the trades they've made, sending out Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. They've also gotten Mozzie Smith, who's a former first-round pick from the Dallas Cowboys. So the pick that they got from the Cowboys, that first-round pick, is the best of the Green Bay or Dallas pick in 2027.
And I don't mean to necessarily turn this into a Jets conversation, but I think it is a Jets conversation at this point. Look, if you have talent on that team that's getting first-round draft picks in return, okay, in Sauce.
Two of them in Sauce.
In Sauce.
One in Quinnen.
And Williams. And you've got guys that people want. You're bad this year. You clearly are incompetent at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You've got great players on the defensive side. You've got Aaron Glenn, who's clearly a defensive-minded genius, mark? Really, really talented at it. You're kind of a quarterback away from doing something. So my question to you was, why? They're going to be bad this year. You're going to have a high draft pick. Quarterbacks aplenty in this draft. And then it dawned on us. They're not really into these quarterbacks.
I don't think they are.
And all these picks are in what year?
2027.
So they're punting on this year and next year? Yeah,
they have some picks this year, but they're getting picks in 2027 as well. And I think a big part of that is, this isn't a shot at Duck fans. I don't think people are super excited about Dante. I don't think they're super excited about Fernando Mendoza. I don't think teams, now they will talk themselves into it. We get it every single year.
I think another year of Dante and people might be very excited about Dante.
There's certainly that possibility on the table, but if you look at this quarterback class and what guys thought might be there with experienced quarterbacks, whether it's Klubnik or Nussmeier and these guys that were supposed to be up there, I don't think that juice is there. This feels like the 2020 class with Trevor Lawrence's class, 2020, I think.
Yes.
That class was not good. It was really bad. And this has kind of that feel, except there isn't even a Trevor Lawrence in the class. You know what I mean?
And was Trevor Lawrence worth the juice?
Yeah, and that's the question you have to ask. So now you'll always find quarterbacks.
Oh, he's 2019. 2020 is, yeah. Burrow.
I'm sorry, my bad. 2019.
I think 2019.
That whatever it is, that class is, I've said this a million times, that from like 2017 through 2023, don't ask me dates.
2019 is Kyler Murray.
There you go. So it is 2021 for Lawrence then? I don't know. Whatever.
2018?
I don't know. Like I said,
I'm gonna figure this out.
But the idea of kind of where things are in this, here, let's flip to the flip side. The team that acquired Sauce Gardner,
Trevor Lawrence, 2021.
Yeah, well, 21. There you go.
But for funsies, 2018, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Baker 1, Sam Darnold 3,
mm-hmm.
Josh Allen 7.
Uh huh.
The next quarterback off the board at 10, Josh Rosen.
Oof. Yeah, you remember that was. Not great, Bob.
Whoopsies.
But the...
Lamar Jackson at 32.
Yeah, there you go. The...
2021, by the way. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence at 1. Zach Wilson, number 2. Ooh. Trey Lance, at number 3. Justin Fields at 11. Mac Jones at 15.
Mm-hmm.
And scrolling. That looks like that looks to be your first round class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really bad.
I just get off at weird times.
like right meow?
Right meow.
The Colts, they acquire Sauce Gardner, and they give up 2 first-round picks. I saw a tweet from somebody that covers the Colts and a senior writer for The Athletic. He's like, okay, let's take a look at this. If you are a team that is acquiring somebody and you're giving up this level of draft capital, which, to be clear, I love Sauce Gardner. 2 first-round picks is too much.
That's a lot.
I remember I argued with a Seahawks fan when they traded for Jamal and the capital I gave up for him. And I'm like, you do not give up that capital for a safety.
Yeah.
Now, a corner, I can be talked into it if you're one of the 2-3 best corners in the league, which Sauce can be, but he's had some injuries. That team sucks.
So let's not forget 2 first-round picks and a wide receiver.
Yes. So the Colts gave all this
Boy,
up.
Boy, if you're that wide receiver, you are pissed.
Right?
Like, really, you had to throw me into this?
Yeah, like, why do I have to be a part of this? But if you're the Colts and you're giving up these first-round picks, what does that mean? You're not going after a quarterback. It means you believe in Daniel Jones.
It's your guy.
Daniel Jones is your guy.
Danny Two Nickels.
Well, look, we all laughed at it early in the season, but look, what is he doing out there?
Well, you know? I mean, it just goes to show that Shane Steichen is a damn good coach. I think he's a damn good offensive mind.
Which I don't think anybody was saying
before. No, they weren't. They weren't, right? But maybe we weren't saying it enough.
But yeah. So that shows you exactly what a combination of a head coach and a quarterback does for a squad.
It matters.
Truth.
But
it's truth.
If they can marry, yes. Right? It doesn't mean you have to have the best quarterback and the best head coach. You get a couple of guys that mesh well together.
Kirby Smart and Gunnar Stockton.
But I think you're looking at two sides of the same coin. In the Jets, they don't have a quarterback anywhere that they trust in any way, shape, matter, or form.
Well, they do in Tyrod Taylor, and they won't start him. So.
Well, I don't. That's because they don't trust him.
How many teams have ever trusted Tyrod Taylor?
I mean,
the 15 he's been on.
Yeah, he's, don't be wrong. He's a very good backup.
As a backup, yes.
I'm taking exactly. Taylor over Fields every day of the week.
But maybe the Jets are intentionally losing. That's why they're playing Fields. But. These are two teams on other sides of the same coin. One that firmly believes in what they are, who they're going to be, and their quarterback. The other has no idea who they are, what they want to be, or has any belief in their quarterback. I think it's an interesting dichotomy and how you look at that and go, yeah, did the Colts maybe give up too much? Sure. Ballard, you know, is definitely letting them hang, so to speak, in making that trade. But the Colts are, you know, leading the AFC right now. That's... Go for it. We just talked about it.
Why not?
When the college football playoff, opportunity presents itself, go.
Like, without a doubt.
So if you're the Colts and you've been mired in this is ownership, front office, coach, kind of an alignment of like, yeah, no, we are who we are. Let's get better on the back end. And this is a defense that's already pretty good. If Gardner can go out there and be the dude that he is, that team gets real good. Meanwhile, look at the other trade the Jets made to the Dallas Cowboys. They went and got Quinton Williams after getting embarrassed by the Arizona Cardinals and Jacoby Brissett. The move the Colts made was one from a position of strength. The move the Cowboys made was from a position of weakness and panic.
That's how as bad they've been now.
Yes. So I
Cowboys
think
are still going to suck in my
yes,
opinion.
Yes, because they still can't cover anybody.
Always. Yeah.
Quinton Williams is very good. Quinton Williams is a very, 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 very good
player. What's his contract?
A lot, and he's 28 years old.
Oh, okay.
And most of the reason why the Cowboys are going to always suck.
Smiles and glory holes.
Pretty much.
Jerry Jones.
As long as the old man's in charge.
So, there you go.
All right, we'll get into the big nooner here, and we come back. Let's have a little fun. The college football playoff will be announced tonight, at least the standings, the first standings of the year. Let's have some fun. What are some things, if you saw, that would be really shaking it up? Because I think these guys are going to be a bunch of cowards, and I think it's going to look just like the AP poll. But what could be some fun things that they do that would really get your pants moving? Plus, we'll have free consultation at 12:15, 503-864-6326. Get your questions in. We'll do that. Loaded big hour coming. Stay right with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.